Hey guys, this is Jeanette here, producer at The Bitchery of History. And this is Lady Bits, your bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the women you've never heard of and the women you know and love. This past week on The Bitchery of History, we covered feminist icon and my personal hero, Gloria Steinem. There's so much to talk about with Gloria. She's lived a pretty incredible life and has witnessed some amazing things. And at age 83, she is showing no signs of slowing down anytime soon. This Lady Bits is going to focus on Gloria working in the political sphere. She has worked on numerous political campaigns of all shapes and sizes, anywhere from city councils to Senate runs to Hillary Clinton's two shots at the presidency. And she has a lot to share. My favorite book by Gloria is her memoir, My Life on the Road. I've read it at least three times. That's where I got basically all of this information regarding her work in politics. She has a whole chapter about all of her experiences, and this episode doesn't even scratch the surface. There's so much in there. It all started during her senior year of high school. Gloria was living with her sister in Washington, D.C., and she was a fan of Democratic candidate Adlai Stevenson. Lo and behold, that a campaign office for Stevenson was right down the street from where she was living. So one day, she walked in and joined the group Students for Stevenson, and her campaigning career began. It was also here that she experienced her first taste of sexism in politics. Her first, but definitely not her last. One day, when Stevenson dropped by the campaign office, all of the young women were shunned to the top floor because he was, gasp, divorced. And no one wanted to risk him being seen with any single lady. She doesn't remember being angry at this happening, though, because she wanted to do anything to stay in this exciting environment of a campaign office. She was hooked, and she's worked on countless campaigns since. When she looks back at her schedule in 1996, she notes that she worked on 29 campaigns that year alone, not including the presidency. As Max talked about in Gloria's full episode on The Bitchery of History, her main occupation has been as a freelance writer. After she joined New York Magazine, she was able to combine her two passions of writing and politics, and she joined the press corps on campaign planes. She got to be on the campaign plane for Eugene McCarthy, Richard Nixon, and Bobby Kennedy. But one specific moment that she recounts working as a journalist on a campaign was one day when she was in a taxi with two other male journalists. And in the middle of a sentence that she was literally speaking, one of them leaned over her and said to the other, "You know how every year there's a pretty girl who comes to New York and pretends to be a writer? Well, Gloria is this year's pretty girl." Then they just changed the subject and started talking about the traffic. My eyes are rolling in the back of my head. Max and Allison weren't lying when they said we could do a whole season on Gloria alone. She's done so much and has written and said so much wisdom, I'm probably going to spend the rest of my life digesting it and dissecting it all. The last thing I wanted to talk about in regards to her political life was her campaign ventures for Hillary Clinton during her campaign as a senator and then later as president. Gloria specifically traveled around the country talking to self-proclaimed Hillary haters, women who were demographically very similar to Hillary, but hated her. And Gloria wanted to know where that hatred came from. They complained that Hillary had used her marriage to Bill to advance her career, which was very unbecoming of a lady. These were women who were also married to very powerful men. And after some digging and a few bottles of wine, one woman eventually admitted to Gloria that Hillary's marriage and Bill being okay with Hillary seeking her own power made her aware of how unequal her own marriage was, and she was projecting all of her fear and displeasure onto Hillary Clinton. She invited these so-called Hillary haters to fundraisers where Hillary would be there herself in hopes of changing their mind if they could just meet her. And for the most part, she thinks she was pretty successful. I could talk for hours. She goes on in her book describing the 2008 primaries between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all the social and cultural implications that came with the election of a candidate who would either be a woman or an African-American man, and how that pulled people in two different directions. I can't believe her experiences ranged from being shunned to the upstairs room of her first ever campaign job, to campaigning for Hillary Clinton, then Barack Obama, and then Hillary Clinton again. If you want to hear an overview about Gloria Steinem and her incredible life, go back to Season 3, Episode 3, The Feminist and the Feminist, and subscribe to The Bitchery of History for your future doses of bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the woman you've never heard of and the woman you know and love.